Food Save Chicks. It's your girl, Day.
I'm Denisa.
This is Lauren.
And I'm Ayana.
And you're tuned into Saved Girl Secrets.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys.
Hey.
So I guess I'm kicking.
Wait, what were you saying?
Hello.
I do.
Oh, no. Oh, you said, never mind. Okay. So today I'm kicking off the episode with a story. So this particular story is a time when I went to a particular industry event. It was a really, really nice event.
What was the industry?
It's an architecture. So it was an architecture industry event. It ended up being a really, really nice event. It was in the W in Buckhead. And they had like hosted like a really nice little like shindig.
They had hors d'oeuvres.
Right, hors d'oeuvres. And conversations and networking. So it was really, really nice. And it gave me an opportunity to meet some minorities, you know, within the industry as well. Because if you know anything about architecture, it's just not a lot of us. So nearest the end, they had a professional photographer there. So they wanted, you know, people to like take pictures. And I remember one particular time at the event, someone asked me to take a picture, but they asked me to take a picture with the like president of a particular organization. And so I remember standing and I had on let me explain what I had on. I had on like a sweater dress, but it was like a form fitting sweater dress, but it wasn't like inappropriate. It was almost like if you think of a polo top, like your polo top has the collar with the button down. Mm-hmm. Just imagine that being a dress. That's mm-hmm. just kind of like form fitting.
So it was like midi length or?
Yeah, midi length. So it wasn't anything short at all. And I had it on with like a very simple like sandal. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too high or anything. And so, but it was like form fitting. And I remember when they asked me to take the picture with, you know, the individual, I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And so I went to go take the picture and, you know, like if you're taking a picture, sometimes you just stand by a person and, you know, you smile. But this particular time, the guy like reached behind me and I remember him touching the small of my back. And if you know anything about the small of your back, that's pretty much the area above your butt. Mm-hmm. And I remember him like grazing that and like holding that as I took the picture. And I'm going to be honest, in that moment, I was in college. So at that moment, I was very uncomfortable because I was like, this man just like invaded my personal space. I don't know this man. And for you to be comfortable enough to touch the small of my back, I just didn't like, I didn't like that.
Right.
And so I didn't make a big deal out of it, but that was the last picture I took that night. And I wanted to have a discussion about like the topic of the name of the episode is Not Too Close. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have a discussion about personal space. Have you all ever as women been in a situation where you feel like someone has invaded your personal space, and how did you handle that, or how would you advise someone handling that? So just wanted to kick off the conversation with my story. Not sure if y'all want to add.
Well, I was going to say,
Go ahead.
For me, especially being in entertainment, to Lauren's point with specific industries, it's just almost expected that you're going to be at certain events and you'll take pictures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think for me, especially when I was younger, I definitely experienced that. And I think being a female in the industry, it was kind of like, you know, It was the nature of the business. Like, people are gonna hug you and they're gonna, you know, do certain things. I'll never forget, I posted like a Throwback Thursday picture of like me and Trey Songz. And I think his arm was like around my body in a weird way. And it was like, please take that down. And I was like, it's not that deep. Mm-hmm. But I realized that it was. Mm. And I think that, you know.
Especially now what we know about Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not touching that. But I think that there, especially for some of us women who grow up in certain scenarios, it's almost like you become immune to things that are too close. Mm. You are groomed to not create boundaries because you believe that some things are simply okay. Like that flirting is okay. Like flirting mm-hmm. is the nature of whatever this situation is. And to you, it's like, oh, this is just, you know, worldly banter. Mm-hmm. But from the outside looking in, it's kind of like, no, that's a little too close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of things I didn't realize, until I really grew in my relationship with God, where God revealed to me, it's like, no, like you are valuable mm-hmm. and you are worth this and that. And you devalue yourself when you allow people to get close in a way mm-hmm. without doing the necessary work to be allowed in that space.
The access, yeah.
And so, yeah, I've definitely experienced it. But I think for me, initially, it was kind of like, I assumed that's what it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that it wasn't. And I also realized, and I don't know if this is a Christian woman thing, feel free to hop in, you know, after I finished, but I also feel like sometimes for me, there was always this, you know, in church and community, especially because I hadn't experienced like traumatic events. Like you hear about women, you know, being molested or, you know, those things that women go through and it causes them to be more guarded
right.
or to have a different perception. And I didn't grow up like that. It was like, I grew up in a very close-knit, loving type of community. Mm-hmm. So for me, hugging people and all of that stuff, like that was normal. So I think that it also, for me in that Christian space, it was like, this is what community and yep. love looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to be able to hug people. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be able to, you know, do whatever. And it's like, as we go on in this world, mm-hmm. there are a lot of sick people out there. Mm-hmm. And it's not the way that it used to be. So you kind of have to reevaluate based on whatever scenario you're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I said a lot of words.
No.
I mean, you told your story.
Yeah, your story.
I totally agree. Honestly, especially in the Christian space, like you said, you think it's about community and family. And, you know, you're thinking in your mind that men and women aren't looking at you a certain way or thinking certain things or approaching a hug a certain way, but then they actually are. Because I felt uncomfortable in certain situations, especially at church. Not necessarily now, but especially when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And even when I was married, like early, because I've been married for quite a while. So even early years of marriage, if I wasn't around my husband, like people have made me feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you can sense it and you can feel it. Like, oh, this was more than just a hug to you. Mm-hmm. Or why are you hugging me like that? Or why are you looking at me like that? Or just certain, because even not too close is not even just about physical touch. It's also about conversations or how you say something to someone, how you compliment someone. Some of the compliments are inappropriate. Yeah. You know, it's like, sir, what made you think that was okay to say?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely, now that I'm older, it's like I said, you think, especially in church, that's your safe space, and it should be, but it can be very tricky sometimes.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to share two. One, with church, there's an acquaintance that my friends and I all have, and he's known for giving like a certain kind of hugs, right? And I remember us talking about like, oh yeah, that's just him, that's just him. And I remember like, no, that's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, God, don't touch me. You know, when you think about like, wait a minute, like, so you've had this experience. And then other things would come out about the person. I'm like, okay, so this is just how you operate. And I do not want to be in your space. And because you have access to me, because we're, you know, familiar with each other, you think it's okay, but it's not okay. The second one is, we were actually on the way earlier. We had a shoot a couple weeks ago, and before we started recording, we went to get coffee, and I was telling you all how I still had on an outfit. You all changed into your casual stuff, and I still had on, like, I don't know if you all have seen the pictures yet, but the orange outfit. And I'm literally in the grocery store getting a sandwich made, and there's someone beside me who is, he isn't in my personal space, but he's still close in proximity. And so he's on the phone talking to someone, getting his sandwich made, and I'm beside him getting a sandwich made as well. And he literally goes, and he's talking to the person on the phone, but he goes, yeah, there's a lady right now beside me in all this orange looking like she needs to be peeling 8, right? And it took me a minute. Exactly. And it took me a minute to, like, you know, it was like, Ayana, like you said, like, what made you think that mm-hmm. that was okay to even come out of your mouth? Mm-hmm. And so then I was just processing. Correct. So I was processing it. And after I got my sandwich, I was walking away and I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's just who he is. Because clearly he was on the phone. So if you're on the phone with someone and you're bold enough to say this around strangers and on the phone with whoever you're speaking to, that's just how you operate. Mm-hmm. But I get the sandwich, check out, and walk into my car. And lo and behold, we park on the same row. And so I'm making a beeline to my car. And he has already put his items in his car, but he's standing at, like, the, you know, the driver's side, and he sees me walking. And he goes, you know, I didn't mean any disrespect earlier. It's just orange is a very powerful powerful color, which let me know, one, you knew you were wrong because you shouldn't have even brought up
and being disrespectful. And now you're uncomfortable.
Right.
Because you didn't get the response you thought you were going to get.
Exactly. And it was nothing but God. And normally I would speak, but I was so taken aback. Like, did this just happen? Like, did you really just say that? And I knew it was wrong anyway because the young lady that was making my sandwich, she made eye contact with me. And although she couldn't really say a lot of words, it was like, I'm so sorry. Like, girl, I feel you. Like, that was so not cool. You know,
right.
So I think, too, in regards in saying that sometimes that's just how people operate. People also know when that they're wrong.
Yeah. Right.
They know when it's
especially
not okay.
For him to come back with that comment.
Right.
When he saw you again.
Right.
I'm like,
right. So you knew immediately.
You thought that was maybe a pickup line.
Right.
But there's a woman who would
take the bait. You thought.
Yeah. There's a woman who would have responded to it.
He was a nice looking man, you know, so, but I was absolutely
maybe
not
he
disgusted.
Thought he was like, I look good enough to eat. Okay, what you talking about? You know, but no.
Right. Because someone would have said exactly that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to be 8.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
The disgust.
Right.
No, literally. Oh,
Lauren's face was
literally like.
But there are some women who are like that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess my question to you all is like, how do you handle, Denise, you kind of shared a little bit on yours, how you just, you ignored it in that instance. And I guess I did too in mine, but I think if I could recall that, like if I could play back that situation, I don't think I would have been that way now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I definitely would have said something or would have told him, you are too close. Mm-hmm. You need to remove your hand.
Right.
You know, just because now I know God has given me the spirit of boldness.
Yeah.
Where sometimes I'm a little too bold. I just kind of say what's on the top of my dome. What is that on the top of the dome? But I really say what's in my mind. But I think, and my mother has been very instrumental in emphasizing this for me and just kind of being that example for me. It's like sometimes when people approach you in such a way where they're so, I'm going to use the word arrogant in disposition or arrogant in approach, you need to respond with just that much arrogance. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you being loud and boisterous, but it's like, if you're going to come at me the way that you think you can come at me, let me come at you the way that I know I can come at you, you know, so that you know not to cross those boundaries and those lines, those borders for me. And I will say, due to that situation, I have very much so been the kind of individual when it comes to several places, I just do not allow myself to be freely, what's the word, open. The workforce is one. Church is another. And the reason being is like, those are my places. It's supposed to be a place. I know work is work, but like work is supposed to be a place of peace, to be honest, because you're spending more time at work than you're spending anywhere else.
Right.
And I don't want to jeopardize that by allowing someone to cross my personal space where now I feel uncomfortable going to a place that I know I have to go to on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So when it comes to church, like prior to even the relationship I'm in now, and I share with him all the time, I was like, if you didn't approach me the way that you approached me, I don't think we would have been dating, because I knew in my mind I wasn't interested in dating anybody at my church because it was like I did not want to cross those boundaries, you know. And same thing with work and in the industry. So when stuff like that happened, I was just like, I oftentimes ask myself, like, Lauren, like, what would the response be now? And so I guess I would like to deviate the conversation to kind of like encourage our secret sisters. What do you think is the appropriate response when people invade your personal space?
I have an interesting take on that, because for me, I'm still trying to walk out that process. Like you said that, like, this is one thing that happens to me. I think of responses after it happens.
Yes. I hate
and
that.
And I'd be like,
and they'd be so bomb.
Yes.
I'd be like, dang.
Denise, like, not me.
So bomb. Like, I don't know. It's like,
I'd be like, I should write this down for the next time it happened.
I used to practice arguments when I was in middle school. That way I don't have any more. Like, the worst thing you could possibly say, okay, I'm going to say this. I don't encourage that.
I would do that too, but I don't know. It's something like the moment of certain things, it's like my tongue be tied shut.
That might be the Holy Spirit.
I was going to say, that could also be
God thing. I do believe it's the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, Lord, but I really, that was good. That comeback was good. Why did that come in my head later?
Mm-hmm.
So
because it was your flesh.
Yeah. So for me, I think that's why, maybe that's why my defenses be up so much. So it's like to avoid certain situations now. Mm-hmm. So to avoid feeling uncomfortable, to avoid a man making me feel uncomfortable, to even my body language. Honestly, when I hug people at church, if I don't know you, like even if I do know you, it's like just out of being polite, I'm like, okay, side hug, whatever. And I think it's just the way I move and mm-hmm. how, I don't know if it's like my demeanor comes off. It's like, I've said this before. It's like I got BITCH written on my forehead mm-hmm. and, you know, I laugh at it, but I'm like, honestly, sometimes it's to my advantage because
people don't mess with me,
right. You know, they and know I would much rather that. And it's also a safety for me because I don't like feeling uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable so much in certain spaces. Like I told a previous podcast, I talked about like the industry of cosmetology, and I used to work in a barber and beauty shop. And I feel like I told this story before, and I was really young. I feel like I was 21, 22. And this client, like literally having a conversation kind of hitting on me. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, yeah, I called up here for you. And mind you, the owner of the shop is cutting his hair. He's like, I called up here for you. And, you know, da da da. They said you weren't here. And I wanted to know if I can get your number. This man is married. I don't know if he's still married. This is so many years ago. But at the time this went, man was married. I think he had just had a child. And I'm standing there like a little bit off in front of him. And I was like, no, that's okay. Da, 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 trying to brush it off. But he's being like adamant about getting my number. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there as a young lady. And I'm looking at the owner like, help me.
Right. Are you going to say anything?
You're not going to say nothing?
Right.
Like, you're not going to, like, this is your client.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's being inappropriate. And I thought that you would advocate for me in that moment.
But that shows that she's used to it.
Yeah.
Huh?
She was used to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a surprise. Yeah, it didn't take her aback.
No, it was a guy. The owner. The owner was a guy. It was the barber. Like,
I mean, that's even worse. For him, it wasn't an out of the ordinary type of a situation.
But I guess because, like, he was like, he always looked out for me, mm-hmm. you know, even when I started working, because I started off as an assistant in that space and then I got my own chair. He looked out for me and all of that. So I'm thinking like,
you care
like, because he was old enough to be my dad, basically. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, you looking out for me, blah, blah, blah. And in that moment, I feel like everything flipped for me mentally because I was like, oh, you're just like the rest
of them
in a way.
You're
and it really hurt my feelings. So It's so many instances where that's where the guards come up, and it's like at 30, what am I, 37?
That's right, girl.
Oh my God.
37 now. Am I 37? No, I'm 38.
Oh my God.
No, I'm 30. I forgot.
37.
However,
at this age now.
At this big age.
It's like, unfortunately, I can be very guarded, especially when it comes to men. I can be very guarded. When it comes to conversations, how people approach me, all of that. And I still try to figure out like, okay, if something were, you know, like how would I respond?
Right.
Yeah. So it's tricky for me still.
I was going to say something in regards to what you just said, Ayana. I feel like God is so intentional sometimes to put you around a certain group of women mm-hmm. that you don't have to say nothing.
True.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I do believe that I am in a group of women now that, God forbid, if they had saw something that wasn't right.
Yeah.
The person gonna hear it. But mm-hmm. I remember it wasn't dealing with a guy, but it was dealing with a woman. I remember a woman got too close to you one time and we all witnessed it, and it was almost like a bunch of wolves.
Excuse me.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Can we help you?
Ayana was mute, but nobody else was. Mm-hmm. Everybody else kind of like beeline over there.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing was, it was almost like we got you to a safe location, and then we went back to the location. It was like, now you got a problem.
Yeah, right.
But I say that to say, like, I guess sometimes, like you were saying with the Holy Spirit, sometimes the Holy Spirit puts you around the right people that can just, you know, kind of back you up.
That's true.
If somebody gets a little too close. And that's happened to me, too. I remember something happened at church and they got me to a safe location and I heard the rest. Mm-hmm. I heard about the rest. So, yeah, but any more responses?
I was going to say, I think it comes with maturity. I think that, you know, there's things that I let slip in my 20s that I wouldn't let slip in my
30s. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not even just, you know, like how we were saying men getting too close or saying things that they shouldn't say, but even just getting too close in terms of women and friendships and things that you don't need to be that close to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like as I've gotten older, the Holy Spirit is very intricate in helping me to discern who should be close, how close they should be,
yeah,
what information they should have. And I think as a Christian woman who's carrying around purpose and in things that God wants you to put into the earth, it is very important to figure out how close people should be to you,
yeah,
and who they are and what their purpose is. And I think that it comes with maturing naturally, so like with age, but also maturing in the spirit,
mm-hmm,
and God being able to say, you don't need to go to lunch with this person. You don't need to answer those text messages. You know, and I think for me, especially now, you know, with growing in influence in a social media space, when it comes to like certain women who I may have met at an event, mm-hmm, and this and that and the third, and I think like, oh, we about to be best friends. Da, 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 da. And God is like, no, too close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back it on up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then there are some crazy men too who'd be like, let me see your feet. And it'd be like, you're blocked. Yeah. I don't even need to reply.
As they should be.
You just blocked.
That's ridiculous.
Because people are crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's for me.
Sorry.
Where do we go from let me see your feet?
No, it's
people are weird.
People on the
Let's see a pedicure
on the internet.
The internet gives people the audacity that they just should not be giving.
Audacity must be on sale.
Okay. Free 99. But I think it is, to your point, Day, it is like a case by case type of situation.
Yeah.
And Lauren, I expressed to you, like, I'm in a space now more recently, especially now that I'm dating, where I'm learning to like process how I feel, mm-hmm, and not be so quick to say, to speak, because that is my personality. And I'm learning to, you know, be quiet, sit with how you feel, and then have the conversation later. But in regards to too close, also today's point, I think literally just yielding to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think I can recall something more recently. It happened at like the top of the year, where I was in a store and a young lady kind of like gave me like an attitude. She was checking me out, kind of gave me like attitude or whatever. And I'm like, I didn't even, clearly you're just having a bad day. And as much as I wanted to feed into it, I didn't. And I thank God that I didn't, because immediately I went into the restroom like afterwards, and there was a young lady in there, and she was bawling her eyes out, just crying.
The same lady?
No, a different lady. Mm. But she works with her. They were coworkers. They were talking. But either way, it had nothing to do with, separately had nothing to do with them together. But had I responded or carried that energy into the restroom with me, like, oh no, she was rude, da, 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 I wouldn't have been in a space, I feel like, to recognize that this lady needed just somebody to hug her, listen to her, hear her, and pour into her. Because I would have been on 10, like, oh, this lady just rung out my, she gave me an attitude.
And completely missed it.
Right, completely missed an opportunity to speak into someone's lives and share Jesus with somebody that was just having a horrible day. Mm-hmm. So it's deeper than just like reacting and, you know, like saying something to somebody, yeah, if they're too close. Like, you literally need to discern when you should and when you shouldn't, because everyone doesn't deserve that energy. God needs you, you know, with an, mm-hmm, open and clear heart and mind to continue to pour into other people. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you have those experiences, it's more of one, and our pastor says this, the enemy operating through whomever, possibly, yep, to, yeah, distract you.
Yeah.
Or it could be a situation where you're just learning to extend grace. And even that moment with, and which I believe happened to me with the gentleman, because I extended grace and I did not even acknowledge him. I didn't even look like he was standing beside me. He kind of faced me to see like a reaction. And I was still talking to the attendant making my sandwich. Mm. Had I fed into the energy, you know,
yeah,
but right. I think the moment I didn't, he felt conviction.
Right.
So when I walked outside, it was, oh, I didn't mean any disrespect.
What did you say when he said that, when you walked outside?
I just said, okay, you know, I just nodded and I kept it moving. Like,
I'm not even giving you any,
even in this moment, yeah, because one, you know that what you did, because you just acknowledged it. There's no, I'm not going to make you feel bad or feel worse. Like, I got stuff I need to do. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry. I want to go get in the bed and take this makeup off. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not feeding, mm-hmm, into it.
Yeah.
But had I, who knows? And then we were by ourselves in the parking lot. Like, the, right, old me at 20s would have been like,
yeah.
The more mature adult Denisa is like, you don't know who this man, mm-hmm, is. He's two rows down from,
right,
me. There's nobody near us. You, yeah, need to get in your car. You need to go home.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it, even I let him back out first. I didn't even, and he was sitting for a while. I was still putting in my groceries and everything. You're, mm-hmm, done. I sat until this man pulled off, and now I'm going to go home. Right. I'm not going to put myself in any type of situation. Arms way, yeah. Because you just don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So I think it's a case-by-case situation and yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, too, though, for people that you know, like, they if a person got close, too close, and you know them, I think it is worth having a conversation. Like,
do you?
I do.
Do you?
Well, you say somebody you know that you know.
You mean like, right? Because I feel like you're in.
I feel like you're right.
You've had a situation. I feel like somebody was too close.
And are you saying, Lauren, that if there's a person that you know and they cross a boundary, there should be a conversation had about them crossing a specific boundary?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I think in right timing. I do think in right timing it is worth having that conversation. Because if it's a person you know, it's according to how much you know.
You've opened yourself up to them, or
or what the relationship entails, right? Is it a friendship? Is it family? Mm-hmm. Is it is it an associate? I think that gauges the type of conversation. Like, how deep do you get to that particular conversation? But I think you have to, as a woman, I'm just saying for me as a woman, you have to build yourself up to a point. To say, for me, I have to build myself up to a point to say, we're going to have this conversation, deep breath. These are the points that you're going to cover and discuss it.
Right.
So I think it gets to that point where you should say something. You shouldn't be mute about it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that goes into response too. But I think it definitely goes back to what you were saying, just allowing the Holy Spirit to just be that leader and that guide mm-hmm. as to like what's the appropriate step.
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to add to it, and I realized that I did this when that thing happened to me at the industry. That particular organization that hosted the industry has events that happens all the time. And what I allowed myself to be was a victim mm-hmm. in that situation that prohibited me from experiencing other events or other, I guess, sort of like benefits of being associated with that particular organization. I will say that I did have to go through like a healing process to where I had to figure out like, Lauren, what's this next step you want to take? But I say all that to say, as a woman, if something happens to you, don't allow for someone to take your power. Yeah. What I mean by that, and allow yourself to just be the victim of, this has happened to me, so I will no longer allow myself to be associated with this organization ever again. The thing is, you know, yes, that person was the president at the time of that particular organization. It wasn't the organization that did it. It was the poor judgment of that president.
The person. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you just, I know everything is done in God's timing, but I sometimes I do think about like, okay, Lauren, if you had not disassociated yourself with the organization, like you probably could have gotten just a little more knowledge, access to certain things mm-hmm. that you allowed yourself not to have access to, because I gave that incident more power than what it deserved. Yeah. And I think sometimes too, that's the work of the enemy. Sometimes he allows, you know, sometimes he puts things in your path, right? That allows for you to deviate from something, right? And it's a form of distraction. It's a way to kind of prohibit you from accessing the thing that like, God's like, I really need you to access that. But he was like, instead of you accessing this, I'm going to have this man touch the small of your back so that you'll never go to another one of these organization events. You know, so I'm getting to a point now, like you're saying, with the Holy Spirit. It's like, first of all, I'm going to tell God on you.
Right.
Okay. I'm telling God that you made me feel this way, and that, you know, God says that vengeance is his. I'm telling so that he can give you all the vengeance that you deserve. But then secondly, it's like, I am not going to give that situation power and allow myself to consistently be the victim of somebody being too close.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's that goes into like speaking up too.
Right.
Speaking up is saying that I am no longer going to be the victim of this, and I'm taking my power back.
Right. I don't want anyone listening, if you're, you know, just if you can identify with any of the stories that we're talking about, just always know that advocating for yourself is never selfish. It's never, you know, like a self-fulfilling thing. You should always advocate for yourself. Even in those moments where you don't know how to do it well, still advocate for yourself, right. You know, until you train yourself to, you know, you hold you in the same regard as God holds you, and don't let people play with you. It's okay to advocate for yourself.
And you said practice.
Yeah,
practice advocating for it. Look at yourself in the mirror. And like you said, if somebody come for you, you'd be like, this is what I'm going to do.
Or like if you're a yes person and you have a hard time telling people no, you know what? You say, I'm going to say no at least one time today. You know what I mean? Like, just take baby steps. If you don't have that type of personality, and there's no shame in that. And I have friends that do not have my personality type. I'm very much a vocal person. And I have friends that'll be like, they'll feel something, but just won't open their mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay to like groom, or not groom, but train yourself to get there, to develop that muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that you use muscle.
Yeah. I've definitely had to train in that area for sure.
Yeah.
I got too much muscle memory. What? Yeah. Relax, girl.
If there's anything that you got out of this episode, it's not just about people putting their hands in the wrong places. Yeah. It's about developing boundaries.
Yep.
And letting people know that, you know, there's a time and a season for everyone to be close to you in certain ways. So I pray there was something said today that blessed you. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to send us a secret letter to savegirlsecrets@gmail.com. Be sure that you're following us on all social media platforms at savegirlsecrets on Instagram and on Facebook. And make sure you hit subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. We would love to have you as a part of our secret sisterhood. We hope that you guys have an amazing week as always. We love you. Good God bless you.
Love and peace, guys.
Bye.